Welcome to the Mission MilSpouse podcast, dedicated to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of military spouses around the world. Join us as we dive into the unique experiences, challenges, and resilience of those who serve on the home front. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and connected. From deployments to PCS moves, we've got your six. So buckle up, grab your coffee, and let's tackle this mission together. This is Mission MilSpouse.
Welcome to another episode of Mission MilSpouse's minicast. I'm your host, Lindsay Rauch, our Deputy Director of Marketing. And today we have a special episode dedicated to a group of unsung heroes. That's right, our military children. April marks the month of the military child, a time when we celebrate and honor the resilience, sacrifices, and unique experiences of these extraordinary young individuals. So what exactly is the month of the military child? And what's the purpose of having a whole month to celebrate military children specifically? Well, I had to look this one up, and I found that the reason certain months are dedicated to celebrate specific people or a specific event is it's used as a time to celebrate and educate others on various groups, histories, and contributions to American history or global history as a whole. And they're also important opportunities that help us understand our own cultures and identities, as well as the cultures of others. And being military spouses, we know how important the idea of culture is. And so I think it's a beautiful thing that it's a special time designated to recognize the sacrifices made specifically by military children, and not just recognize, but a time to celebrate their courage, strength, and adaptability. So this month, it was established in 1986, and it's a month-long observance, and it shines a spotlight on the unique challenges that military families face, but particularly the children, who are the ones who often endure frequent moves, deployments, and separations from their loved ones, just as we as military spouses do. But we know, whether you are a parent or you aren't a parent, that children have a different way of processing and going through these events. So as a spouse, right, we chose this life with our husband or wife. I mean, for me, when I married my husband, he actually wasn't in the military, so I didn't know I was joining the military spouse community, and in that sense, what I was signing up for. But at the end of the day, even though when we married, we were a civilian family, and 5 years in, he decided to join, there was still that decision on me and my husband's behalf that, okay, I'm going to support you, we're going to do this together, and this is a choice that our family is making. However, we know with our children, or my children in this scenario, they didn't make that choice. They were literally born into it. And I think that takes a different type of grace and love and compassion to be on board and be so resilient and adaptive to a lifestyle that they have been placed into and not necessarily chose. So military children are our unsung heroes of the armed forces. They may not wear uniforms or receive medals, but their contributions to our military community are immeasurable. There was this really beautiful poem as I was researching the month of the military child that I wanted to share that was written by a military child. I just thought it was a really amazing way to hear from a child's perspective what their journey has been like. And so this was written by Madeline. She's in the 8th grade, and she's the daughter of someone serving in the U.S. Marines. Her poem is called, I Remember. I remember the smell of airports, new schools, new faces, hanging up belongings each few years in new spaces, leaving old friends and meeting the new, piecing my life together with cheap glue. Should I stay or should I go? Do I even have a choice? How do you feel about moving here? Do I even have a voice? But now the cheap glue is starting to hold, and the journey that I'm on will slowly unfold. I've gotten experiences not many get, a lot of people I'm glad to have met. Living this life has its many perks, you see. Being a military child is fine with me. And I thought what was so cool about that poem is she at first recognizes and acknowledges the adversities that military children face. You know, do I even have a voice? Where am I going to move? Does it even matter if I feel like I don't want to move there? But then at the end, she talks about how those are the things that have really made her who she is. And she recognizes are the things that set her apart from her peers that aren't military children, like the fact that she's had experiences that most other children will never get to have. She's been able to fill her life with so many people that love her in such a deep and rich way that many children don't get to have. You know, if they're staying in their same little hometown and are around the same people their whole lives, they have a little circle of influence. But military children have that all over the globe in many different areas of influence. And so I thought that was just a beautiful poem written by an eighth grader to showcase that military children do acknowledge and understand the adversities that they face, but also that they are willing to grow through it. And many times when they're given the tools to help foster their resiliency, will actually grow and come out of it stronger and thankful for their experience. All that being said, it's crucial that we provide support and resources to military children throughout their unique journeys. Whether it's through schools, community organizations, or military support programs, there are countless ways to show our appreciation and help these children thrive despite the challenges that they face. And one really cool resource that I want to point out for any of you that know a military child, which if you don't have kids, I mean, is all of us to some extent, right? I have children, so personally with my children, I have friends who have children, but even if you don't yourself or have a close friend that has a child, just being out in your community, being a military spouse, you are going to meet a military child. And so something that is really cool to kind of research and look into is on Military OneSource. They have a whole resource and page dedicated to the month of the military child, and they call it a toolkit. And in this toolkit, they have everything from youth center resources that they reference the Sesame Street for military families. We've had them as a guest on our podcast before, different partnerships for military children, just a fact sheet, a virtual conference. There's so many cool things. So I really recommend that you guys go and check it out and just be able to educate yourself on it and also be aware of the resources so we can be an active part of our community of supporting and providing those tools to the families and their children so that we can help them to thrive, because we are a huge part of helping them turn the trials into triumphs and loving and appreciating the military life. It's really up to us to help foster that in them. I mean, children, as we've learned in this military life, they are so resilient and they can find so much joy in things that adults sometimes finding joy in, which is one of the most beautiful things about childhood and just watching children grow. And so we really want to be a part of fostering that. And that's why Month of the Military Child is so beautiful, because we get to celebrate and we get to focus on those things. As we celebrate the Month of the Military Child, let's take this opportunity to honor and uplift these remarkable young individuals. So whether it's through these special events I referenced, activities, or simple acts of kindness, let's show our gratitude for their sacrifices and their resilience. What are some simple ways that we could do this? You can write a special letter. You could give them a special treat. Giving them just simple verbal affirmation of how strong they are or how strong their family is. Maybe you know a child who just went through one of their parents going through a deployment. And just acknowledging, like, wow, that is a really tough thing. That is amazing that you were able to get through that as a family. And I'm sure that must have been so tough on you. But I can just see how much strength and joy you have. And that is such a cool thing to see. Just letting them know that they are seen, that they are heard, that the job that they are doing as a military child is important. And it helps keep the family unit so strong and united. And that they're not just like an afterthought or someone who's along for the ride, but they are a crucial part and helping this military culture, military family, and community thrive. And then participate in special events that the base offers. Maybe you don't have children, and maybe you can volunteer to help put on a special event for these children. Or maybe you have children of your own, and get out there and have them be involved and participate, because those are going to be memories that they have forever and are going to be a part of their childhood to look back and think, oh, remember when I was stationed at Fort Bliss and they had that big military child bounce house day? That was super fun. Like, they'll have that memory to look back on and remember. I want to give a special shout out to my own children for the Month of the Military Child. My two boys are under two, and so they're not going to remember some of these experiences, but there have been so many cool things that I've been able to take advantage of, offer to children. For example, today I had a doctor's appointment, and at our new clinic, my youngest, who's 6 months old, he had his appointment, and they opened up a ASYMCA childcare center in the hospital. And so me and my youngest went to his appointment. My two-year-old went into the ASYMCA childcare. And it was just so cool to see how our family was able to thrive by using different resources for children. And so I just want to bring awareness to that, of the things that the military is trying to do to put out there to us for families so that we can thrive and be more successful in our military spouse and military family culture and everyday life challenges that we face. As we wrap up, remember the Month of Military Child is not just about recognizing the challenges that these children face. So we've talked about recognizing them, but mostly what this month is for is to recognize but celebrate their strength, resilience, and unwavering spirit. So please join us in honoring our little heroes today and every day. I want to thank you for joining me today for this Mission Millspouse minicast. Go ahead and subscribe to our podcast on our website, missionmillspouse.org, or on your chosen podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Whether you're in a season of hurry up and wait, embracing the suck, or keeping calm and millspousing on, thank you for letting us be a part of your millspouse squad. No matter what you're facing, we want you to remember, we've been there, you're not alone, we've got your six. This is your Mission Millspouse Command Team, Deputy Director of Marketing, Lindsay, signing out. Happy Month of the Military Child.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mission Millspouse podcast. We hope you found inspiration and connection through the stories shared. Remember, your resilience as a military spouse is commendable, and you're not alone in this journey. We've got your six every step of the way. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes and feel free to reach out on social media to continue the conversation. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep supporting one another. This is Mission Millspouse signing off.